As part of Silver Springs Park Days, Historical Timmins Temple held an open house Sunday for people to gather and remember the old church. Betty Ransom is playing hymns on an old donated piano as people wander in. She's co-chair of the group Friends of Timmins Temple.
I love the music that came out of Timmins Temple. And the preacher that was there, he just moved your spirit.
Ransom was never a member of the church, but she lived close enough that she felt a connection to the building. As people meander through the old church, many recall memories from the days when Timmins Temple was a beacon for the neighborhood. Former city councilman Denny Wayne, who served on the council from 2001 to 2009, fondly remembers the church from his childhood. He says he sat on the front steps eating french fries with his friends before going down into the park. He believes that Timmins Temple should be preserved for its historical significance.
This is good history. If you destroy your history, then nobody ever know what went on in the past.
Now, the church resides in the historical Silver Springs Park, which was the only official park designated for African Americans during the days of segregation. When the church was scheduled for demolition, many people, including Lori Tack and Minister Christine Peoples, rallied together to save the old building. Tack hopes this building will continue to bring people together from all over the community through children's programming and musical performances.
We're excited to share the space with people and hear their stories. Storytelling is going to be a really big part of this rebirth of Timmins Temple as Timmins Hall.
Minister Peoples also emphasizes the role of young people in the timeline of Timmins Temple. They were a big part in the church and the community during segregation, she says, and she wants to see that again today.
Through Timmins Hall being here, we have the opportunity, beautiful opportunity, to make programs happen that will connect back to those days with children having their voice.
People says she'd like for young people to establish their own legacy in this building and continue historical traditions for years to come. For KSMU's Sense of Place series, I'm Claire Kidwell.